Although he's a Srila Prabhupada. As I spoke about previously, today being Monday, we're going to have a short talk, and most of the focus will be on japa today. I'll see how short it will be, but I think it will be short. I'm going to start right away. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Text 171. I'll read the verse first and then commentary. It's connected to the last two verses, so I'll connect it after I read the verse. Translation. All the devotees of the Lord are freed from contamination and misery simply by the sankirtan of his names. Yet some devotees, as disturbed by compassion, as the Lord himself, act in these ways to teach people civilized behavior. Commentary. Shouldn't advanced devotees, in order to deliver the world from ignorance, let everyone see their greatness? Yes. But the so-called anomalous behavior of Vaishnavas like Bharat Maharaj is in fact their way of teaching sadachara, civilized human behavior. By the examples of their own lives, they show the consequences of violating the laws of God and material nature. For if people fail to learn how to act according to civilized standards, their hearts will remain contaminated by sinful desires, and they will never become inclined toward the Lord's devotional service. Om Agyana Timurandasya Garanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unminitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Garin Yakripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurundina Tarunam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shanyavari Paschachade Satanane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this verse, as I said, is connected to the two previous verses that we spoke about last time on Saturday. I'll read those verses again. As the worshippers of the Lord desire by the chanting of his holy names, they see their sinful reactions dwindle to nothing, even the reactions they are about to suffer. And when other people somehow chant his names, they need suffer only that part of their karma already manifest. The great souls who spontaneously serve the names of Lord Hari fear to reveal the vast treasure of his confidential devotional service, so they behave in peculiar ways to show their own faults and unhappiness. All the devotees of the Lord are freed from contamination and misery simply by the sankirtan of his names, yet some devotees, as disturbed by compassion as the Lord himself, act in these ways to teach people civilized behavior. So in relationship to Harinam Sankirtan, which is in this section that we're reading, are connected to, the essential point that is being brought out is how devotees are watch their sinful reactions and dwindle to nothing as a result of their continuous chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And then we spoke about the distinction between the devotees who are chanting with firm faith and those who may chant casually. Those who are chanting only casually, how it was stated in the commentary by Srila Sanatana Goswami, they still can eradicate reactions from past lives, but they must accept the Prarabdha Karma in the current life. And even their Prarabdha Karma accepted in their current life is gradually depleted by the suffering they have to experience from that Prarabdha Karma. And then the example was given that exceptions can be made or are to be made for those devotees who may choose to keep their Prarabdha Karma. And Bharat Maharaj was used as an example of one such devotee who by choice and by the desire of the Lord both, as we brought out in our previous discussion and from the references we cited, both from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as well as Srila Jiva Goswami, that both considerations had to be taken into account, both the desire of Bharat Maharaj to keep his Prarabdha Karma because there was something to be learned, and also but the desire of the Lord to let him keep his Prarabdha Karma, which is to intensify his desire, Bharat Maharaj's desire, and to increase his desire and his attachment to the Lord. And as we also explained, that Bharat Maharaj actually experienced no impediments as a result of his having become attached to a deer, having become a deer in his next life, and then having taken birth in his life afterwards as Jadbharata. There were no impediments for Maharaj Bharata to feel, because even in the body of a deer, he remembered everything about his previous life. He remembered how he got there, and he also remembered the Lord, and also intensified his attachment to the Lord, because always the emphasis is there that the best way to intensify one's attachment to the Lord is by chanting and by hearing the glories of the Lord, which he did even in his body, his deer's body, as he listened very attentively to the great devotees who are discussing the Lord's pastimes, and he would listen very attentively even in the body of a deer. So no obstacles there. And what to speak of, as we said, there was no obstacles for him to chant. And we gave the example how the independent nature of the holy name of the Lord, that the Lord himself can choose to manifest on the tongue of a deer, which he did for the deer, for Maharaj Bharata in the body of the deer, for which he was able to also chant the Lord's names. And then in his next life, he took birth as Jadbharata, which also no obstacles were there for his complete devotion and his fixed meditation on the Lord throughout his life as Jadbharata. So in the case of Jadbharata, as we said, two considerations was his desire to keep his Prarabdha Karma, and by the Lord's desire to intensify Maharaj Bharata's attachment to him. Both complemented each other. We brought up a point yesterday in our presentation, which I didn't mention 2 days ago. Saturday, 2 days ago. But it's a relevant point, and that is, someone may think that, if I can, by my own choice, just keep my Prarabdha Karma and not have to face any obstacles from keeping my Prarabdha Karma, then we have to be very careful to adopt such a mentality, because in the case of Maharaj Bharata, his choice for keeping his Prarabdha Karma was for the reasons we just described. He wanted to show, for the sake of others, the consequences that come from bad association. But if we're not on such an elevated platform, we may say, let me keep my Prarabdha Karma, which is also included in Prarabdha Karma, is my wealth, which is my attachments, that's also Prarabdha Karma, as a result of past pious activities. So if we may think, let me keep my Prarabdha Karma, or we also, if we think, oh, by my own choice, let me give up my Prarabdha Karma, we may say, yes, I want to give up my Prarabdha Karma, which is the suffering, so that I can be relieved from the suffering. Neither of those motives fall into the same category as Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, he kept his Prarabdha Karma by his own choice, as what we just described here. For his purpose was to teach, and the Lord's purpose was to intensify his attachment. But if we're not on a similar platform to Bharat Maharaj and think, by my own choice, let me try to keep by my attachment my Prarabdha Karma and not have to experience any obstacles, it will be an obstacle. So this example is not the example which we should look towards in the example of Bharat Maharaj. And we should look to the examples of what are the consequences of being attached. That's the example which he wanted to teach. That's the example which, as described in today's verse, it's Vaishnavas like Bharat Maharaj, their way of teaching Sadachar, it's their way of teaching Sadachar, or civilized human behavior. By the examples of their own lives, they show the consequences of violating the laws of God and material nature. For if people fail to learn how to act according to civilized standards, their hearts will remain contaminated by sinful desires, and they will never become inclined towards the Lord's devotional service. Now, to further illustrate this point, Sanatan Goswami gives the next verse. And I know that if I elaborate on the next verse, we won't focus on japa today. I'm only going to introduce the next verse. And by introducing it, I'll give you an indication of the essential points which one has to understand by this verse and commentary. And it will likely be elaborated on in our next class on Saturday, because there is a lot of elaborate points to make for these particular examples which are given by Sanatan Goswami. But again, the important point to understand is we should see something from these examples that we should learn from, and so that we will not fall into the same consequences as they fell into to teach us. So it's a difference. They've apparently fell into those consequences to teach us so that we don't fall into those consequences. And Others may learn from our example, but it's not because we want to teach. It's because we became victim of our attachments. There's a difference there. So obviously, there's something very, very valuable to be learned by the sacrifices they made for us. And that's the essential point to learn. And I'm going to read the next verse. And I said, in this next verse, we'll see the indications of what will be elaborated on in our next class. And I can just introduce them briefly. Next verse is, as Bharata and others showed the fault of bad association, Yudhisthira and others the fault of gambling, and Nriga and others the fear caused by taking a Brahmin's property, pure souls generally use their own behavior to teach the people. Commentary. Pure souls generally use their own behavior to teach the people. Commentary. Bharata Maharaj showed by his own life the danger of wrong association. Although almost perfectly devoted and renounced, he was distracted into caring for a newborn deer and therefore had to suffer birth as a deer. A similar case is that of Sobhari Rishi, who was deviated from meditation by seeing two fish engaged in sex. In the opinion of the Vaikuntha Dutas, however, in reality, these elevated souls were faultless. I contemplated this deeply. And from what I understand, it's easy to understand in the case of Yudhisthira Maharaj. His gambling led to one of the most substantial reasons for the battlefield of Kurukshetra to take place was the insulting of Draupadi. And it was definitely not due to any excessive attachment of his own, but that he fell into that trap of gambling, especially gambling away Draupadi, which even Bhimasena came to a point of almost he was ready to burn off Yudhisthira Maharaj's hands for throwing the dice. And Arjuna had to remind him, you know, don't. All of this, we should establish real morality, always respect for our elders. We have to accept whatever behavior, whatever decision that they make, because ultimately the will of the Lord will manifest. And Arjuna controlled Bhimasena. And we should not think that Yudhisthira Maharaj in any respect was fallen because of that particular. Again, Sanatana Goswami is using the example that Yudhisthira displayed the fault of gambling to teach the consequences. King Nriga, we'll go into that probably next time, because there's a very, very detailed description about King Nriga, how it was that the Yadava boys found him in a well as a lizard, and they tried to get him out, and then Krishna pulled him out, and then Krishna said to King Nriga, and when he pulled him out, then he appeared in his beautiful form as a demigod. And then Krishna says, you certainly don't look like somebody who should have had to be in a condition of a lizard. And then King Nriga told his whole story. There's a story. And not only did he tell his own story, but after he told the story, then Krishna, after hearing the whole story from King Nriga, he took that story as an opportunity to preach to the Yadavas the danger of usurping the properties of a Brahmin. And he gave really, really, I was going to read that, no time. It's very detailed consequences for usurping the property of a Brahmin. In fact, even in my own life, I remember, I oftentimes tell this story, that when I, before I actually moved into the temple, it was this story that really had a big impact on me, because I don't want to use myself as an example. I'd rather use King Riga, but because my example was that the story definitely made me nervous. And that is when I moved to New Vrindavan in 1972, 1973. And when I first arrived there, I moved into the community. I gave the keys to my car to Kirtanananda Swami at the time. And I said, Maharaj, please take the car. And then after staying there for 2 weeks, I decided I needed to leave and to relocate. And I asked him for the keys one evening. And he even looked at me and said, you're not going to steal my car, are you? And I said, oh, no, Maharaj. And then I took the keys, and in the middle of the night, I left. And I drove back to Boston. And then eventually I made it to the temple, and the devotees told me, you mean you gave your car to a Swami and then you took it back? Don't you know the story of King Riga? And that was and it was more elaborate, a much more elaborate detail to the story. I'm withholding it because I don't feel it's necessary. But it really sent shockwaves into my nervous system. And it definitely was a catalyst to realize the potential consequences. And very shortly thereafter, I moved into the temple and stayed. So it served its purpose. In my case, it served its purpose. And as we'll see in the when we read the details of the story of King Riga, and especially Krishna's instructions that he had given to the Yadavas of the consequences. Again, something to be learned by that example. Salbari Rishi, also something to be learned by that example. Salbari Rishi, he committed an offense to Garuda, and because of his offense to Garuda, he had to eat the fruit of that offense. And the fruit of that offense was, he became attracted when he saw two fish copulating in the water, and he was engaged in deep meditation. And we'll talk about the offenses he had committed, actually three offenses. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the three offenses that he committed. And then Salbari Rishi, as a result, he ended up marrying all the daughters of King Mandata and giving them all palaces. And he became very entangled. And then when he realized how entangled he became and how much suffering came as a result of that association, then one day he was just sitting and reflecting on where he was before and where he was now. And he gave a lot of good instructions to warn everybody, don't do what I did. Very good instructions that he himself realized and shared in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So again, something to be learned by those examples. And I didn't give all the details by any means of what they taught, but I just simply gave an indication. I've already been speaking for almost a half hour, and we'll cover more detail in our next class. So now we'll get to the heart. And before I just to summarize, again, this is all connected, that for devotees, they can always, who have faith in the holy name, they can always expect the dwindling of their sinful reactions to be destroyed practically to nil, and except in certain cases. And these exceptional cases are the exceptional cases which Sanatana Goswami has raised in these two verses. And as I said in our last class, this is the reason, or this is the answer to the question, well, shouldn't advanced devotees, in order to deliver the world from ignorance, let everyone see their greatness? Yes, but in some cases, it's better to teach, because sometimes it's necessary for people who are not so much attracted to the elevated status of those who are on the platform of greatness and attachment, but may be pious enough to realize that they don't want to have to suffer the consequences that these individuals did. And that may act as a catalyst for them to come to a more advanced platform. So that is another example and reason why such devotees voluntarily accept consequences, to teach those who are pious enough to discriminate between what is civilized life and what is uncivilized life, and to fall on the platform, or to move onto the platform of civilized life, at least come to the mode of goodness, and from that platform, take shelter of the holy name of the Lord. And these are all points that Sanatana Goswami is bringing out in these verses and commentaries. And the other point was that Bharat, in the case of Bharat Maharaj, that he rather, as Sanatana Goswami says, he would rather be treated with undeserved contempt than to be honored and worshipped. That's a pretty elevated state. Pretty elevated state that we may not also be able to imitate. Okay. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasiddhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hare Krishna. So we will end our session here. I want to make one short announcement. I believe it's okay to make this announcement. For those of you who may be interested, 2 days ago, I received a confirmation that the test copy of the first volume of the Nectar of Lockdown was confirmed, and the printing was confirmed. It's already at the printer, and although the printer is not taking new orders for the next 2 weeks, they seem to indicate that they will print our order during this time. So it's gone to print. Advanced copies are being sent to God Brothers and God Sister who have been online. Yadabhar Prabhu, Dira Prabhu, Lakshmimoni, you will receive advanced copies. They'll be mailed to you directly from the printer, as well as Nitai Gorsunda, who is the inspiration behind it. He'll receive a copy from the printer also. So it will be coming in the mail sometime within the next couple of weeks. I don't know exactly when it will be. Maybe hopefully sooner than later. And then also it's being printed in two places. It's also being printed in Europe, so that that print run will be available for devotees in Europe. I don't know who will be the distributor in Europe, but it's being printed so it can be easily shipped to devotees who want to order it in Europe. And once the shipment, once the books have been printed in America, they'll be sent to mail order in Florida, in Gainesville, and they can be acquired From there, except I guess maybe some devotees made special orders. I don't know the details. Some special orders were made. I think 100 copies have been already. Kindle edition, yes, will be available, Dira. Kindle edition and probably Kindle and EPUB also will be available. They're already finished, actually. They're ready, but they haven't been put online yet. The Kindle edition and but they're ready. They're ready to go online. He probably will go on soon. So that's an announcement I thought I could make. I think it's already been posted in various places, although I don't think all the details were posted, but it's gone to the printer, and it should be ready hopefully within 2 weeks. And already, Volume 2 has already been completely transcribed. It's been transcribed, and I believe it's also been, to some degree, fidelity checked, and the editing is happening right now, and we anticipate, I don't know a timeline for Volume 2. I'm not going to state or project a timeline, but it's in the works. Volume 2 will be talks given in May and early June. That will be Volume 2. And that's my announcement. And thank you very much. We can end here in our traditional way. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurava Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, by the way, Zoom has somehow changed their features. You can't be unmuted for this collective chanting. I guess you can unmute yourselves, but we can't unmute you. It's a new feature on Zoom. So if you want to unmute yourself, you can. But otherwise, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, all glories to Srila Prabhupada ki jai. They can't unmute either. They said, we cannot unmute also. Oh, you didn't give them the option.